The outgassing machine began with a messy laboratory accident. Dave Hagelberger was a gangly kid from Ohio, by way of Caltech, who worked at Bell Telephone Laboratories in Murray Hill, New Jersey, in the 1950s. The lab had a strict rule requiring its engineers to wear neckties. Hagelberger, who worked around drill presses, wore bow ties to prevent a messy accident. He was trying to devise a new type of computer memory. A vacuum tube had to be heated at 400 degrees Celsius over a weekend. Hagelberger returned Monday to find a gloppy mess. A careless assistant had left a pair of vinyl gloves in the oven with the previous vacuum tube. Months of work were ruined. In frustration, Hagelberger took off a few days to read and think. He decided that his next project would be a machine to read minds. That idea came out of the pages of Astounding Science Fiction. The November 1950 issue had a towering mushroom cloud on the cover. Inside, author J.J. Coupling speculated that a computer might be able to create music by analyzing the statistical patterns of existing compositions and churning out similar, though novel ones. Coupling supplied some chance-derived music of his own, created with dice and a table of random numbers, a year before John Cage would initiate similar experiments with the I Ching. Coupling observed that randomness was not as easy to achieve. One may, for instance, ask a man to produce a random sequence of digits, he wrote. Statistical studies of such sequences have shown that they are anything but random. It is beyond human power to write down a sequence of numbers which are not in some way weighted or connected. Hagelberger found these ideas intriguing, but unlike most science fiction fans, he did something about it. He built a machine to predict human choices. It played the old-time schoolyard game of matching pennies. Two players conceal coins in their fists, either heads up or tails up. They reveal the coins in a simultaneous showdown. It's agreed beforehand that one player will win if the coins match, and the other will win if they're different. The outguessing machine, as Hagelberger called it, was a clunky rectangular box about 3 feet high. Its front had two lights and two buttons labeled plus and minus. Those were the options, corresponding to heads and tails. The machine took the role of the matching player, meaning that its circuits had to predict what its human opponent would do. The human selected plus or minus and said his choice aloud. Then he pressed a button, and the machine revealed its prediction by illuminating one of two light bulbs. The business about announcing the choice was merely good theater. The machine could not possibly understand human speech with 1950s technology. It had already made its prediction before the word left the player's lips. The optimal strategy was to play randomly, choosing heads or tails with a 50% chance of each. This much was known to any child who played the penny game. The strategy of the machine is based on two assumptions, Hagelberger explained. A. The play of people will not be random. They will be influenced by training and emotions so as to produce patterns in their play. For example, some people after winning twice, say, will tend to stick with their luck. Others will feel that they should not push their luck and change. In either case, if they are consistent, the machine should catch them.